You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last night, News Hub released its first Reed Research political poll for 2019. It saw National plunge to its worst result in a decade, and it saw Judith Collins rise up above Simon Bridges in the preferred PM stake. Plus, can anybody tackle Jacinda Ardern? She's shot up even further, and so has her party. But one thing stood out to me about last night's poll, and that was how it was presented. Gone was any chance of neutrality. The poll was presented so dramatically and so editorialised, it kind of felt like I was watching news being made before the poll had even revealed anything. And that's exactly what was happening, with the poll being hyped by journos on Twitter a day in advance of it even being released, and numerous op-eds coming since online. I spoke to the spin-offs Duncan Grieve about whether polls are becoming too much of an event, and started by asking him whether they even matter nowadays.
I think polls have increased in their importance as they've decreased in their frequency. Historically there were polls every 2-3 weeks. Staff had one, the Herald had one, MediaWorks and TVNZ had their own that they were running quite frequently. The cost of them and the power state of the media means that they don't happen very often. And so as a result, A, you have to justify the investment by really whipping them up into something. And B, their infrequency means they're sort of, they just echo louder and land harder. So you really, I sort of understand why they go so hard with them. And I do think they have a disproportionate impact on parties and people watching politics because they are so infrequent now.
Are they still important? I mean, we're 18 months out from an election. Like you say, they don't happen all the time anymore. Does it actually matter what the poll revealed?
I mean, it doesn't in a vacuum. You know, you obviously, if everyone were to just hold their nerve, the reality is that the election is 18 months away. But there is clearly dissatisfaction within National about Bridges' numbers. Judith Collins extremely wants to be leader. And the other thing is that, you know, the style, News Hub style when it comes to politics, which was really founded by Garner and amplified by Gower and is now being continued by Tova, it's heavily editorialised, and there is a very kind of tangible desire for their reporting and their polls and their pronouncements to have a, not just report the news, but to have an impact on it, especially when it comes to politics. So the most obvious example of this was actually not a MediaWorks poll, but it was the Comar Brunton TVNZ poll that effectively unseated Andrew Little. And the irony being that Corin Dan is probably the most mild-mannered political editor that either of the networks have had in a long time. But it was their poll and his interview with Little, where he sort of effectively admitted that he would be considering his options, that led to that, to Ardern's elevation. And I think both the networks adore that as an outcome. Old school media people might find that quite distasteful, but you understand why being able to say our poll changed the world, changed politics is something that's quite a powerful thing to be able to articulate.
Yeah, and it does seem like they're so editorialised and opinionated, like you said. I mean, I got at least 2 push notifications from the one poll. I've seen opinion pieces this morning calling it an earthquake poll and all these, you know, big words. It's a doozy. I mean, are they going too hard on it?
I think this was, by the standards of recent polls, it warrants major trailing and amplification, because the polls have been so benign for so long. You know, you've had, broadly speaking, National marginally ahead of Labor. Bridges you know, in the sort of 5 to 10 range, but and no clear rival apart from Collins rattling around at the bottom. Because you had Labor ahead for the first time in 12 years in the Reed Research poll, you know, that is significant. The fact of Collins overtaking Bridges when Ardern's overtaking Little, you know, had such an impact last time, you couldn't ignore that sort of symmetry. I think you can always argue that calling an earthquake and all the rest of it, but to me that, you know, is too much. But to me that's kind of, that's a style critique. I think the poll was probably the most interesting to the political nerdosphere since the since that poll before the election that showed Little down and the Greens way up and, you know, ended up leading to Ardern's elevation.
And it seems like in this sort of news landscape we're in that you do need a way to make people sit down and watch. I mean, it did work for me. I made sure that I was there to watch at 6 o'clock because pretty much every News Hub journalist was telling me to on Twitter. Is this a way of trying to sustain traditional news media to get people actually interested?
It certainly is that. It's very hard in a 24-hour news cycle to have something that is saved up to sort of bomb out at 6 p.m. I mean, you saw that most distastefully with the Roastbusters interview. But it's normally the news gets out and all you're doing is kind of contextualizing it. It's rare to have an exclusive that you can keep in the bag. But a poll does retain that power. And so, and because of the cost, you have to go hard with it. The other thing is, MediaWorks, the 6 p.m. bulletins are just incredibly important. You just can't overstate their importance to these companies. And one's performance there has been extraordinary. Like, it's the last great ratings monster is one 6 p.m. news. And so many great things for that network flow out of the fact that they have this incredible leader. And if Three can buy, whether it's by going more tabloid or, you know, gussying up some of their scoops, start to eat into that and to say, yes, they might have the flash studio and be the kind of broadcaster of record, but we have got the scandals, then their whole night is elevated and they're going to make more money as a result.
Yeah, that is true. One News just sort of chugs along doing its own thing and yet always seems to dominate, doesn't it? But this whole idea of tabloid, I mean, it seems a little bit American, a bit, you know, like how Trump will tweet something out, there'll be this big announcement before something's even happened, even if there's nothing to substantiate it.
It's definitely something which I think a generation of New Zealanders and a generation of journalists will find sort of sticks in their craw, and you see News Hub journalists in particular Tova being attacked over some of the presentation stuff, which I think is largely unfair, and it's a stylistic decision. Sometimes they overstep it, but I think for the most part it's kind of consistent tonally, and it becomes a matter of taste, you know, and it probably isn't what I would choose in a vacuum, but I find it more stimulating and fun to watch than one's product, which is actually better resourced, because it does get that higher rating. And so I understand why they do it. I understand why it pisses some people off as well. I just, I guess that, for MediaWorks, you know, they're owned by private equity. They're perpetually for sale. Like, at a certain point, you just have to pull out all the stops and maybe pay a little bit less attention to the kind of nuanced academic critiques and just try and get some big chunky ratings. And, you know, I think fair play to them on that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.